Chapter number 15, the book of St. Luke. We'll start with the 11th verse. And the Bible reads, "And he said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. I will arise and go to my father, and will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants." I know we've prayed once, but if you will, stretch your hands toward heaven. Ask the Lord to help us this morning. Heavenly Father, we love you this morning, God. We thank you for the mercy and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For letting us be here, Lord. God, I praise you, Lord, for each one that's here. God, most of all, we need the anointing this morning, Lord, to reach down. God, and settle down in our midst, Lord, and let us preach, God, thus that you've laid on our heart, Lord. God, to help your people this morning, Lord. We'll be careful to praise you in Christ's name. Amen. As I told you, this is probably one of the most familiar stories in the Bible. The story of the prodigal son. And it's been preached many ways, from many different reasons, giving that this son has left home. We know it's been preached on the world, got a hold of him, began to draw him. Looking into that far country, and then we went different ways with it of why he left. But thank God that he come back home. That's the good part about it. Whatever reason he left, he come back home. And that's the greatest part of the story. But here this morning, I want to deal for just a little while, the Lord being my helper, here with the Father. He said, a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. And he divided unto them his living. Now we're just looking on the outside, looking in, and the day and hour we're living in, the mentality that we think on this day and hour, that this young man was raised in a good home. This young man had a good family. This young man had a loving dad and a loving mother, just looking from the outside, looking in, based upon he had something to give him. This father had worked, no doubt. He had trained his boys to work. And he had laid up some inheritance for these boys. And he was able, when the younger son come to him, he said, Father, give me my portion. I want what is mine. I desire it now. Well, we say, well, yeah, everything was good. We read on to where the father, he divides amongst them. He divides it up and he gives it to him. But I want to preach this morning a little more on the home. I said I want to preach just a little bit more on the home life. We look like on the outside, it was a good life. But on the inside of them doors, on the inside of that home, we don't really know what was going on. We just take it for surface, granted that it was good on the inside. But I want to try to admonish us this morning. What we leave our children shouldn't be just materialistic things. It shouldn't just be our desire to lay up money, to lay up treasures, to lay up great abundance of land. But there's more to it, Brother Smith. I said there's more to it than just the natural things. But there's an inheritance that we should lay up for our children. And that's a godly inheritance. That's a godly influence that we need to leave for our children. But let's step inside the door. door of that home. Let's just take a look at what's going on inside that home. And I said last night that the home is under attack. The enemy is out to destroy each and everyone's home. He's out to pull them down. He's out to cause mom and dad to divorce, split up, go their own directions. And he's trying any way he can to drive wedges in there. He's trying any way he can to cause that love to be less than it's ever been before. But let's go on in just a little deeper. Could you imagine these little boys as they're growing up here? What's really going on inside that home? What's really happening when that little boy comes in the afternoon? What does he feel? What does he see? What does he hear coming out of mom and dad's mouth? You know, the home should be a place of love, a place of safety. They look for dad to be that leader, for dad to be that provider, for dad to be that role model. And when they've been out in the world and that things has come against them, they should feel that security. That when I get home, I'll be in safety. I'll be in a loving home. I'll be in a home that I can feel peace in. But what was really going on inside that house? I'm going to preach just a little bit. Hallelujah. You may put on a good show when you come in this house. I said you may put on a good show when you come in this house. When you go into your own church, on the surface everything may look good. Everything may look like there's no trouble there. But I really wonder what's going on inside of your home. I wonder how your children feel when they walk in those doors and they hear mom and daddy a-fussing. They hear mom and daddy a-quarreling. They don't know what to expect when they come in the house. But I'm here to tell us, I want to admonish us that we'll get love back in our home. We'll get the Spirit of God a-dwelling back in our home. I know it ain't popular. That's all right. But the man, the male role model that we're supposed to be, Brother Smith, it's God, Christ, and then it's us, and then it's the family. They're looking to us. I'm going to preach to me a little while. Them little girls is looking to daddy for that safety, for that protection, for me to provide for them. They looking at daddy. But I wonder how many times daddy's done let them down. I wonder how many times that they hadn't felt what they needed to feel when daddy walked in the doors. Could daddy meet them with love? Could daddy pick them up and show them that love? What's going on inside your home? I said, what's going on inside your home? I've come with a challenge this morning. I'm going to get us men, folks. I wish we could be men like men's supposed to be. I said, I wish we could be the men of God that we're supposed to be. Glory to God. I'm glad he taught his boys how to work. You read on down, and when the younger one come back, the elder was in the field. He had told them how to work. He had showed them the example of how to labor, of how to bring in. But I wonder how many times did that young boy see daddy on his knees calling out to God, saying, God, I need you to meet our needs. I need you to provide for our family. I wonder how many times he heard daddy praying. I wonder how many times he saw the Spirit of God on daddy. Yeah, daddy, you showed me how to work. I believe in working just like the rest of you. I said, I believe in working, Brother Jim. But I believe also we got a role.
We got a duty to lead them young ones down the paths of holiness. We need to show them how to pray. They need to see mom and daddy in there calling on the name of Jesus. They need to hear mom and daddy calling their names out, asking God to protect them, to shield them from that world. Don't let them wander off, God, but keep them in the ark of safety. But instead, we're leading them everywhere else. We're letting them go everywhere else. He showed them how to work. But I never read where when the young son come to him, he said, "Daddy, give me my portion." Brother Jim, I never read where he said, "Son, let's go and pray about this thing. Let's go and pray and make sure you're making the right decision. Let's come on down. I know things may be a little rough right now. They may be a little trouble. But you need to seek God. You need to seek God in the direction you're heading in. Them entertaining them wandering spirits has done got a hold of you. But you need to seek God before you leave this house, boy. No, we don't read of that, do we? He just gave him what he had. He gave him his part. But I wonder what the story would have been if he took him by the hand and led him in an altar and begin to seek God, begin to pray and ask God to lead him and to guide him and to direct him. Where would he be at? Would he ever went out and spent all? Or would he been in the Father's house? I wonder where it would be at. I know they have some raised their children right. They've raised them in the house of God. They have showed them the way, but they have still went astray. But what I'm a preaching this morning on those that hadn't done it, those that are so worried, so involved in everything else, they want to show them everything else. They want to leave them everything else. And they just push them back to the side. And they forget about their spiritual well-being. I said we forget about their spiritual well-being. And before long, mom and daddy's out there. They're running around here and there. They're doing this and that. And before long, they're done cold on God. You can't pound them in the house of God. Why? They've got their eyes on greater things of the world. The love of God has grown cold in their heart. But I pray this morning that you get a love of God that'll cause you to seek God. If we were so enthused about the house of God as we are making a dollar, my Lord, this place be on fire, Brother Jim. If we concentrated on our prayer life, on our seeking God as much as we are in that job, as much as we are doing every little thing we can do, I know we got to make a living, but it's all these little extra things. We got to have the biggest. We got to have the best. We got to have everything else. And we're losing our soul. I said we're losing our soul. And we're losing our children. Let's get our priorities straight. I said let's get our priorities straight. Let's seek God. Put Him first in our lives. But that home life. I said, that home life. I can just feel that tension, brother, between that husband and wife. I don't know why I'm here again this morning, but this is where God said to go, and I'm back here. I'd like to see you shouting this morning. But when you walk out them doors, that shout will be gone. But if you'll get in this altar, I said if you'll get in this altar and let God change your heart, let God change your mind, you can walk out of here victorious. You can walk out of here with your hands in the air saying, "I've got something from God. I'm able to live. I'm able to go on." But what was really going on in that house? What direction was he sending his boys. I want to read something else to us. I know you're much quieter tonight. That's all this morning. It's all right. He said in 1 Kings chapter 20, he said, and as the king passed by, he cried unto the king. And he said, thy servant went out into the midst of the battle. And behold, a man turned aside and brought a man unto me and said, keep this man. If by any means he be missing, then shall thy life be for his life. Or else thou shalt pay a talent of silver. And as thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. Oh God. Did you get that? Did you get that? As thy servant was busy here and there, he was gone. My Lord. My Lord, he was gone. Like some of you, your children's already married. They're already in the house. And you can look back and say, where did the time go? Where did it go to? I was busy here. I was busy over there. And now they're gone. Now they're gone. I wonder what did you instill in them in the time you had with them. Did they see that you were dedicated to God? Did they see the faithfulness to the house of God that you should inbred in them? Or they see you was in this, you were in that, and then show them anything about God? Busy here and there. And he's gone. Some of them's already gone. I said some of them's already gone. But for those of us that still got them there. But Jim, I got to make time. I got to make time. I got to make time to spend with them two girls. I got to spend time in prayer with them. Everything else, I'd like to do a lot with them. But I got to instill in them the Word of God. I got to instill in them the faith of God. I got to instill in them that they can depend on God when everything's crumbling around them. I got to instill in them. They're in my heart. They're my love and joy. If I ain't careful, they'll be gone. I said, they'll be gone. Will I be done my part when they leave my house? I was busy here and there. I got to get this done. I got to get that done. Like I say, I'm not crazy. I know there's some things we got to do. But I'm talking about that beyond. That we ain't got to do. That we do to please the flesh. But he was busy here and there. Where's our children at, Brother Jim? Where they at? When mom and dad's busy running here and there. When mom and daddy's over here. Where's the youngins at? My Lord, some of them's got the TVs. A babysitting them. That's a shame already. But the TV babysits a lot of them. And then we find any place to stick them. That somebody will watch them. Because we're too busy to take up time with them. My God, I'm trying to stir you up to think about what you're doing. Think about where you're going. Think about those precious loved ones that's in your hands. I want to dig us up this morning. What's it like in your home? What's it like? I'll tell you one thing you may not tell, but you get one of them little fellas away. They'll tell the tale. I said they'll tell the tale. And it don't matter if it embarrasses mom and daddy or not. Why, they just tell it like they see it. I said, they just telling it like they see it. Oh, help me, God. I said, I'm trying to encourage us. I ain't trying to beat us down. But I wish we wouldn't be hypocrites when we come in the house of God. Hey, if we ask the youngins, what's it like in the house? Is it the same thing when they come to the house of God? Or is it a different story? Hey, now, we should be the same one in the house of God. still show them the love of God, the dedication of God. Live one way at home and act another way in the house of God. Oh God, you ain't doing nothing but confusing them children. And you grandparents, you got them little precious grands. I wonder what they seeing when they come over to grandma and grandpa's house. Hey now, I wonder what you are showing them. Are they really seeing the genuine person that you are? Are they seeing twofold? You one way here and another way over there. Admonish us to be all the same every day, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We so busy pushing them to the world. We want them to be the best baseball players, best football players. And I don't know if yours is doing that or not. But we want to push them in the world. We want to push them to be something, Brother Fred. Oh, God, hit me, Lord. My Lord, if the world never knows my girls' names, I want them to know how to pray. I said I want them to know how to pray for the joy of deep. I want them to know how to fall down on their knees and say, if God didn't leave me a dime, He left me something and more. He left me knowing I can make it. I can make it. I can serve God. God will depend on. He can depend on Him and He'll deliver. What we instilling? What we pushing them? We said that at church of tomorrow. My Lord, what's our church going to be? What's our church going to be like? We've done lost too many generations, Brother Joy Dean. That's all compromise. That's all everything else go down the drain. We done lost too many generations. But I've come to beg you this morning. Let's raise up a generation. I said, let's raise up a generation that knows and fears God. If we spend as much time instilling the Word of God in them as we do throwing a ball to them, as we do trying to train them and everything else, my Lord, when they face the enemy at school, they wouldn't have to duck their head. They wouldn't have to drop their head and say, I really don't know. But they could stand up, Brother Brandon, and face hell straight in the eyes and say, you may not believe like I do. You may not believe in the God of heaven that I do. But I believe in my God. I believe in Jesus Christ, the only way to the Father. That's Him, and that's who I'm a servant. I may be ridiculed, I may be put down, but thanks be unto God, it's all going to be over in a few days. Daddy told me, just hold on for a little while. God's going to deliver me. I believe what Daddy said. I believe what Grandpa said. I believe what the preacher said. If I'll endure it to the end, I'll be saved. I wonder what all was going on in that house. Brother Jim, I like to deer hunt whenever I get a chance. I think once last year when I get a chance. But I know there's some diehard deer folks. There's some diehard fishermen. And I ain't going to leave you sisters out either. Hey, some diehard Walmarts and the malls. That shopping trip. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. I'm trying to encourage us. I really am. But Brother Sellers, we'll show them we'll get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go climb a deer stand. We'll get up at the crack of dawn to go fishing. The ladies, they'll get up way before dawn. On that day after Thanksgiving, do you feel when you go home. I wonder what they tell this morning. I said, I wonder what they would tell you. But I'm here begging you this morning. From the depths of my heart. You may be having trouble. You may be started down that road of laying everything else up for them. You may be put God on the back burner. You may not be as faithful and dedicated to the house of God as you should be. But I'm begging you this morning, rise back up. I said, rise back up and say, God, I'm a coming back. The enemies are trying to destroy my family, but I'm a coming back. I don't want my family to leave. I don't want my children to grow up not knowing anything about you, but I want to instill in them the way of holiness. Come on, man. What's going on in your home? What's going on? You ain't gonna be. Sit down. I worry about that. But if you can get victory in your home, you can have victory in the house of God. Because when you are fussing and a fighting in the house, and come to the house of God a fussing and a bickering and a fighting, when you enter into the house of God, it's right there. You've brought that hindrance right into the house of God with you. My God. Let's get the home life straight. I said, let's get the home life straight. Let's get the pure love of God flowing in that home again. I believe we can see more power in the house of God. I said, I believe we can see more power in the house of God. When folks get the home life straight. When they come in and can lift up holy hands before God. I said, lift up holy hands before God. I ain't got to repent over what I've done to my wife, what I said to my wife, how I treated everybody else. But I've come in the house of God, a raising holy hands, a lifting up holy hands, a worshiping and a praising God. Stand with us. I'm challenging every one of us. Every one of us, Brother Jack. To rise up to the occasion. I said, rise up to the occasion. Fall back in these altars. God, help me, God. God, help me, Lord. Let me suck up my pride if it's me, God. I want to get it fixed, God. I've been blaming it on her all the time. God, let me look in the mirror. It's easy to point fingers here and there. It's easy to blame this one or blame that one. When if we just look in the mirror, I said if we just look in the mirror for a little bit, we could see the fault in our own life. We need to look in the mirror this morning and say, God, show me my faults. Show me my failures, God. I don't want my family destroyed. Would you like to pray this morning? I want to know, God, is it me? Have I been so busy here and there that I've stayed out of the house of God? You know, it's one thing to tell our children, you need to be faithful to the house of God. But when we sit there and let others come over on prayer meeting night, they know we go to church on prayer meeting night. They come, they stay till it's time to go, or then they can go with us. But so many times we just sit right there and say, well, I've got company. Yeah, but we just told them you need to be faithful. You just got out of your mouth, you need to be faithful. Seeing is believing. You may say one thing to them, but if you'll do something, they'll believe you. But Brother Joy, You see so many laying out of the house of God. Oh, they got an excuse. They got an excuse. Oh, but I want my children saved. I want my children sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. And you laying out of the house of God for any old thing and every old thing you can. How much do we really love them? I said, how much do we really love them? Are we willing to push by the fleshly tiredness? Are we willing to push everything back and say, we got to get to the house of God? It's our duty to be in the house of God. I got to go coat some wood to the fire. I got to get in the house of God. I need blessing myself, but I want to see others helped. What excuses are we using? You reckon what that dad said when that son left and his neighbors asked him, why'd your boy leave? Why did he leave? Oh, why did he leave? You reckon how many excuses dad come up with the reason he left? But I wonder how many times he just dropped his head and said, it was me. It was my fault. It was me. I didn't show him what he needed. I didn't give him the love and support that I should have given him. Why's he gone? Why's he gone? Please don't let them leave. Those that have still got children in our care. Don't let it be our fault. If they leave, I ain't stand there rightly before God. God, I done my part. I instructed them in the ways they should go. But they chose different. Come on now. What's more important to us? Is the fame and the bright lights of the world more important to us than seeing them with the power of God on them? The Holy Ghost just using them. The Holy Ghost manifesting themselves on them. My God, I'd rather see the Holy Ghost on them. I said I'd rather see the Spirit of God on them than the bright light, their names in bright lights. I'd rather see God using them. I'd rather see them anointed to sing and pray than out in the world. My God, what do we really want out of them? Let's show them the way. I said, let's show them the way. Let them see the Spirit of God on us. Let them see the Holy Ghost manifesting itself and using us. Let's let them see it on us. Grandpa, they need to see it on you. Grandma, they need to see you. They need to hear you calling out their names. Mom and Daddy may not be doing right now. Mom and Daddy may be having problems. But when they go to Grandma and Grandpa's house, what are they hearing going on there? Are they hearing Grandma and Grandpa encouraging them and lifting them up saying, God's able. God will deliver. You can depend on God. What are they seeing? What are they hearing? Would you like to pray this morning? You can leave here this morning and go back home and make that home the home it's supposed to be. I said you can come here, leave all that trouble and strife, all that negative attitude, all of that putting down and a carrying on. You can leave it right here. My God, my God. them youngins and see mom and daddy walk back in the house, smiling at one another, with the love of God toward one another back in their hearts. What happened to mama? What happened to daddy? They got back in touch with God. They got back in tune with God. I can feel that love that was once there. I can feel that joy that was once there. My God, they need to feel it. They need to see it. Would you like to pray? Oh God, oh God. Why did he leave? What was going on in the house? I'm asking you the question and I'm closing. What's going on in your home? If mom and daddy won't show them, Brother Rafer, you show them. I said you show them the way. You be that refuge for them. You throw that lifeline to them and say, God is still the way. God is still the answer. Would you pray this morning? Would you pray this morning? To get to the malls, to get the best deals. But shame on us that won't even get up and take our youngins to Sunday school. Oh my God. We'll show them, be a dedicated hunter, son. If you're going to kill the big one, you got to be there. If you're going to kill, you're going to kill the big one, you got to be there, son. Because he's going to come by there. And if you ain't there, you're going to miss him. Hey, we need to be instilling in him. Hey, the Son of God, the Holy Ghost is going to be by the church this morning. He's a coming by. And if we ain't there, we're going to miss him. But I got to be there. We got to be there. God will provide for us. But we got to be in the house of God. When the Holy Ghost passes by, we got to get our soul fed. We got to get our needs met. He's passing by. I said he's passing by. Where we at? Where we at? Are we faithful to the house of God? Are we letting them know that the house of God is more important than anything? We got to be faithful. We got to be there when the doors is open. We're telling them to be faithful. Everything else. We tell them one thing and do another. My Lord. Young man, why did you really want to leave home? Was it everything else was drawing you? Or was it what you were seeing inside them doors? Was you really literally being pushed out the door? Because you couldn't feel no love. You didn't feel no protection in that home. You thought, if I get out, I'll find somebody to love me. I'll find some protection in something else. My Lord, but when he got out there, he found out that wasn't what it was all about. I wonder how many times Daddy fell on his face and wept and cried and begged God to bring him back home. But instead of praying before he ever left, he prayed after he left. We need to do some praying right now. I'm challenging us to rise up right now. Pray before they ever leave our house. Pray before they ever get out in this world. We need to be a seeking God, a praying for them. God, save them if they're lost. God, keep them in your mercy, God. Don't let me have to pray afterwards, but let me pray before. What's really going on? What's really going on? Why? Because Daddy was too busy. Mama was too busy. They found something else to occupy their mind. They found something else to occupy their time. Oh, God, help me, Lord. I'm trying to encourage us. Get back to thinking right. Get our minds back on God. Saying, God, time's winding down. This thing's fixing to be over with. I got to lead my family in the right direction. My Lord, we don't know what we're going to face in just a few days. But I've come to challenge us. I said, I've come to challenge. Book of Joel chapter number 3 says, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. We got to prepare for war. That enemy's come against us. We're in a spiritual warfare. Prepare for war. Wake up the mighty men. I'm a challenging us. I'm going to deal with us men right quick, all right? I'm a challenging every one of you. It don't matter how old you are or how young you are. I'm a challenging you to rise back up. I said rise back up and prepare for the war that is set before us. Hey, granddaddy, you done come through them. We need you up. We need you leading us. We need you instructing us. We don't need you sitting down. We don't need you sitting back. But we need the leadership. We need the experience of fighting this warfare. I like what Brother Neil Bridges says. He says, I may be old, but I ain't cold. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Can we rise back up one more time? Brother Joy, come help me just a minute. I said, can we rise back up one more time and fight for what God's give us? Fight for our churches again. Fight for our homes again. My God, Joy, Brother Joy, can we get stirred up one more time? Hey, man, you ain't been in it. We don't know a whole lot. Thank God for what we know. But you know what we need, Brother Joy? We need some of them older ones. That's done been there. That's done fought the battle. That's done blazed the trail. Had to stand up and say, son, come on, I'll help you. You ain't going to pull the load by yourself. I remember what it was like when I pulled it by myself. But I'll help you, son. I'll help you. You can win the battle. You can fight the good fight of faith. But we got to rise up. The enemy's after us. He wants to destroy us. But if we'll rise up, we'll rise up. Joy just has some direction. Somebody to help us. I said somebody to just help us along the way. I'm doing all I know to do. I'm doing all I know to do. Could one of them gray-haired saints just rise up? Oh God. And say, here we are. Brother Sellers, we need you. I said, we need you. Brother Dave, brother, every one of we needs you this morning to rise up and help fight this battle. I don't want to sink, Brother Joy. I don't want to go down. I don't want my family taken away from me. But I want to stand up and fight. I'm a challenging you. You may be having problems in the home this morning, but get it settled. Get it out. Give it to God and give the love of God back in your home. We could call your children to the front and say, what is daddy really like at home? What is mama really like at home? What?